Month of September is National Pet Insurance Month. If you have a pet, you know sometimes those bills can really pile up. How beneficial is pet insurance? What do you need to know about it? So we've got some help this morning. We have Dr. Hunter Finn. He's a vet to join us to talk about that from that angle, as well as Brian Jorgensen, who is the head of the MetLife Pet Insurance. I guess we want to start a little bit with Brian a little bit about pet insurance. How long has that been around that people have started to decide, you know, I know about health insurance from my family, my pet kind of part of the family, we'd like to get that involved too. When did that really become sort of a prominent thing in people's lives?
Great question. You know, the history of it all started with Lassie. So Lassie was the first dog that officially got pet health insurance way back when, and kind of started the industry there. But it really didn't begin taking off and become as consumer-friendly as it is today until the early 2000s.
A lot of times, I suppose, Doctor, it involves the fact that, like with any kind of medicine, things have advanced, and there's ways that we've been able to extend the lives of our pets, right? And so this gets into that sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're definitely seeing pets live longer than they have historically, and a lot of that is because we have better medical options that sometimes in today's age can be a little bit more expensive.
I remember one time I realized my wife's family, the dog, had diabetes, and I thought, this is strange.
Yeah.
And you think of that as sort of a human thing, but there's a lot of those similarities now with our pets, and the cost can become an impact. But I guess talk a little bit about, Doctor, how sort of patients wonder, is the care worth the price, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And everyone's situation is different. And me personally, in our hospital, we see pet insurance used every single day. And some people are using that just for simple wellness visits with vaccines, and others are using it for sick visits and chronic illnesses like diabetes care, because over time, those costs can add up very quickly. So I definitely think it's worth it just to have that peace of mind that finances will never control your decisions when it comes to doing what's best for your pet.
Brian, how do people insure their pet? Is it individual pets? Is it as a group? What's the story for that?
Sure. We actually offer it for individual pets. We have multi-pet plans as well. However, we encourage folks to go to our website, check out the program, and then there you'll have an opportunity to enter the key information about your pet. You'll enter your breed, you'll enter your age, you'll enter where you live, your zip code. And using that information and all the other plan options you choose, you can actually get a quote and see if that's right for you.
What's the average cost? Or talk a little bit about that. Are we just doing a monthly payments? How does it work for that situation?
Sure. It's generally a monthly payment, exactly. And the cost, because of all those different factors that go into determining what the premium is going to be, does vary dramatically depending on the age, the breed, et cetera. And that is a good thing because, as you'll hear us talk about, we believe that the earlier you can get pet insurance, the better. And certainly the younger pets tend to have lower premiums, and those premiums do increase as they age.
Just like us humans, when it comes to that sort of thing. What is there a doctor's checkup required? What's the preliminaries parts of this?
Yeah, we don't actually require a checkup, a test, an exam, or anything like that as part of the enrollment process. However, I think Dr. Finn would encourage those kinds of checkups on a pretty regular basis.
Right. Well, absolutely, Doctor. And I suppose, too, what's your involvement, or has your experience with pet insurance, how it works? You just come in, is there in a card? What does the person do to let them know that the procedure is being covered in such a way, or how much is being covered?
Yeah, so generally with most of our clients, you know, we will go over what we want to do. You know, say a dog comes in and we diagnose it with like a urinary tract infection and they've never had one before, but they have pet insurance. Many times, as long as it's not a pre-existing condition, it will be covered and they can be reimbursed for that visit. But on our end, we generally are just trying to make the best recommendations for their pet based on what we see. And we can send all of our medical records to the insurance company and make sure that the pet parents get reimbursed and they have less of a financial burden there.
Brian, let's talk with you. And again, we're talking this morning with Dr. Hunter Finn, vet, as well as Brian Jorgensen, the head of the MetLife Pet insurance. Do small claims have an issue? You know, sometimes people, when they have insurance, are thinking, well, is this covered? Do I pay out of my pocket? Or do I wait till I have something that's really more expensive? How does that work with pet insurance?
We actually encourage folks to go ahead and submit claims, even if it's something small. We've made the claim submission process incredibly easy. Really, all you have to do, as soon as you get that invoice at the vet hospital, you take a picture of it, and our mobile app submits it automatically, and it begins getting processed immediately. And we process claims generally in fewer than 5 days. So that puts the pet parent in the position of getting reimbursements quickly. And every time they do submit a covered claim, that's contributing to their deductible. So we definitely encourage folks, go ahead and submit the claim. Even if it seems like a small cost, it's going to be hopefully contributing to your deductible, and that's going to actually contribute to getting your reimbursements.
I see. And I would assume besides other procedures, just testing would be involved too, right? That could be covered in such a way?
Yeah, great question. I don't think I talked about the things that are covered. So we cover similar, you mentioned before, but similar to our own health insurance, right? It primarily covers the unexpected health events. It's going to cover the accidents, the illnesses that happen, right? It's going to cover the medication associated with those, even perhaps surgery. I had a dog that had a tennis ball stuck in their belly, and they had to be, you know, surgery to get it out. But it'll also cover lab work, including blood tests, exams, hospital boarding, alternative therapies, and more.
Brian, when they put you in charge of pet insurance, what were you thinking at that time? It's a whole different realm for you, I would suppose.
It certainly is unlike anything I had done before, and not one of those things that I expected to be doing. But I got to say, the opportunity to work with pets every day and people who are passionate about pets, it is an absolute delight every day, I got to say.
All right. Well, Doctor, since we have you on the line and I've got a couple of pets, I thought I'd just, what, we're into the fall season. What's kind of the things we need to look forward or look about our pets at this time of the year to make sure they stay healthy?
Yeah. So, I mean, it definitely depends on where you're at in the world because things definitely vary. But a lot of people, I'm in Texas, and a lot of people think that just because it's fall, they don't need to worry about fleas and ticks. But in Texas, it's still hot, and we're still seeing a lot of issues with that. as far as, you know, anything actually like toxic related, I do see, we'll see a lot of people that, you know, they're starting to bake some nice goods. You know, I feel like fall time, there's a lot of pumpkin spice, people going through Starbucks, getting a lot of pumpkin spice things, and a lot of pets are fine with that, but we can see an uptick in pancreatitis when dogs are getting things that maybe they're not used to. So just be careful if you're introducing any new foods or seasonally flavored treats to your pets.
Sounds good. Well, we are in September, the National Pet Insurance Month. Maybe it gives a chance for people now to think about that and to know that it's a possibility to help cover their pets, because the last thing you want to do is to have to make that sort of financial decision to think, you know, it's a pet, it's part of the family. You want to have to make sure it's covered and you have the expenses covered for whatever injuries and or illnesses that might come the way with your pet. Well, Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning, and it's good information. Again, Brian, if we want to get information about pet insurance, where's a good detail to get that?
Yes, great. It is definitely a good idea for pet parents interested to head out to MetLifePetInsurance.com. You can learn more about the program, you can get a free quote, and even get enrolled.